In the news for May the 24th, 2022, got Kitty back in the studio tonight. I'm glad she came back home. I love my little kitty cat. But anyway, we're going to continue on with the War Room with Owen Schroeder. And of course, we got a packed show tonight for you today. On the 24th of May, 2022, and on our show edition, let's get right down to it. Broadcast on XM Radio, on FM, across the internet, on all podcasting catching venues like Stitcher, like Spotify, just to name a few. You can find us there or on anchor.com. You know, simply just go to anchor.com. And also, you can find us on XM Radio when they broadcast their show. Here we go. Owen Schroeder, right now.
Two separate meetings of the world elite planning, plotting, and then publicly admitting their plot for conquering the planet, and they don't even mince words anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And so you have the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, and then you have the World Health Organization with the quote-unquote treaty, which isn't a treaty, it's a surrender. 196 countries surrendering to Bill Gates and the World Health Organization. And then the World Health, and then the World Economic Forum is talking about how they, the global elites, are now in prime position to conquer the world. Don't listen to my words. Here's Klaus Schwab announcing it right out of the gates in clip 10.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
So that's Klaus Schwab speaking to the world elites who tell you man-made climate change is the biggest threat and you're responsible, so you have to change your way of life. And that's what he's talking about when he says we have the power to influence and change the world. He's talking about enslaving you and using man-made climate change as the excuse, but they all fly in on their private jets. And then Klaus Schwab says, we treat humans like commodity now. We are world elite. We own everything. We own everybody. We crush humanity now for a better civilization. And then he followed that up with this little ditty in clip 9.
Of course, it's an honor to address you all here on the occasion of the launch of the Tech for Good Institute. Since you are here, either in Singapore or in New York, you must also be worried about the growing discontent and an increasingly heated technology policy debate, as I am. I have been a firm believer that the fourth industrial revolution, for which I coined actually the expression, is a chance for humanity to rethink itself and rebuild a fairer and more inclusive and more advanced society. Already, technology and digital tools play a central role in transforming the way we work and we live. They are unlocking new business models, as Grab has demonstrated, and new opportunities for workers and entrepreneurs. They provide much more powerful intelligence for decision making, and they are empowering those who previously did not have a voice. However, we don't see many of those promises fully materializing yet. And what's worse, despite creating value, we see technology also increasing inequality. That is particularly because many don't fully understand technology.
You're too stupid.
See,
I can't call you now.
Speed and complexity of technology.
And so he sits there and he says, "Oh, to the world elite, who will sacrifice nothing, they'll all get more rich and powerful, but we'll all have to sacrifice and learn how to live in poverty and eat the bugs and have no privacy and live in the pods." That's Klaus Schwab conquering you with the world of hate.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday, May 23rd, 2022, you can celebrate one victory for sure. InfoWars is still on the air. And the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, is live right now and with you for the next 3 hours. Myself, Owen Schroyer, I'm going to be joined in school, in studio by Josh Lekich. And then Allison Royal joins me for an interview in the second hour. We're going to be discussing Bill Gates, monkeypox, the vaccines, and everything she's doing with her new school news channel. And of course, I'll be getting into a lot of news with Josh in studio as well. But I've got, guys, give me a doc cam here. It's a loaded Monday transmission. I've got huge stacks of news, and I've got 20 video clips that I want to get to. And a lot of this news is, it's big stuff. Whether it's the meeting of the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab, with, you know, a bunch of 666s behind him. He's telling you how he's going to conquer the world. Technology used to conquer humanity. Humanity as a commodity. You'll own nothing, no privacy, live in a pod, eat the bugs, you're being conquered. You're going to be a new lower life form on this planet, like an animal or a parasite. That's how they view you. The world elite conquering you, transcending you. And he announces all of this in front of all the world elite who fly in on their private jets but tell you man-made climate change and carbon emissions are killing the planet with a bunch of 666 logos behind him. You cannot make it up. You are witnessing it. This is real. And as serious as it is, it's almost comical just how ridiculous this Dr. Evil character straight out of a James Bond movie is. I mean, Klaus Schwab, this goofball, is it going to conquer the world? Well, he's certainly going to try. So, we've got that news, and I am talking to some reporters on the ground, and there is news developing out of Switzerland, whether it's the surrender to Bill Gates and the World Health Organization that's going on in Geneva, or the 666 World Economic Forum Great Reset happening in Davos. There is news developing on both of those fronts. Then we've got a lot of local political news as far as Biden. Folks, it is just getting worse by the day, if you can even believe it. Notice how the bureaucracies, the White House, have to correct Biden's speech almost every time he goes on a foreign trip. And so it's happened again. He made a statement about China and Taiwan. Immediately, the federal bureaucracies and the White House had to put out press statements saying, "Oh, Biden didn't mean that. No, we will protect Taiwan." And then Biden comes out and says, "Oh, I'll intervene with the military in Taiwan." Really? Is that before or after we're depleted in Ukraine? Is that before or after the embarrassing pullout of Afghanistan? Well, I guess we know the answer to that. And so we've got that news and other news revolving around the disaster that is Joe Biden. And then I noticed some things in my news research today that I hadn't noticed before. And I don't know why Twitter was censoring it so heavy other than to just protect Joe Biden. But folks, if you go look at international news, whether it's China or India or Brazil or Mexico or Saudi Arabia or UAE, if you go look, Joe Biden is a laughingstock for the entire planet. It's a joke. Joe Biden is a joke. Everybody knows he's not the legitimate president. Everybody knows he's crapping his pants and doesn't even know where he is half the time. And so you go to any foreign country, everything's about how big of a joke Biden is. Except, oh, you tune into our media and it's, oh, Biden, he's building back better. Look at how great America is. Really, record high gas prices, baby, formula shortages, supply chain crisis, record high inflation. Ah, it's great. It's Biden's America.
Yep.
Then I've got a stack of health news with the vaccines and COVID and monkeypox and all that stuff. As usual, we've got a liberalism is a mental disorder news stack. They never stop with the crazy. They seem to ratchet the crazy up, actually. And it's getting so bad now. I mean, we had last week where they talked about, we covered 135 teachers arrested for child sex abuse. 135 teachers this year alone. Well, what's the correlation? Well, obviously there's a correlation, or call it a coincidence if you'd rather, with all the LGBTQP+ educators and now the skyrocketing amount of child sex abuse happening in the classroom. And see, we're starting to get even more of a window into that. And this is why they attacked libs of TikTok so much, because libs of TikTok puts a window into the classroom where you see the sexually deviant grooming children. And now there's more videos on it today. And they admit now, I don't know if they just think these videos aren't going to come out or what, but they admit, oh, if I can't teach my kids how to be gay, I'm not teaching anymore. Well, what were you doing there to begin with then? Yep. Or they're on video saying, exactly. Hey, we have to make sure that these lessons where we're teaching the kids about sex and they're reading porn, we have to make sure the parents don't find out about this. I mean, that is such criminal behavior. It's unbelievable. But see, most of these individuals are seriously mentally ill people. They are severely mentally ill. And honestly, it really just shows how much we've collapsed as a society and a civilization that we're not caring for our mentally ill. It's a sick ritual, really, to put these people in charge of the planet, in charge of the children. They're mentally ill. They need to be in serious psychiatric care. But they're not getting that. They're getting the keys of the kingdom. It's all part of the planned demolition of civilization known as the Great Reset. And so they're getting more demented. They're getting more bold. But the reason you say, well, why are they on video admitting this stuff? Why are they on video talking about this stuff? Folks, they're mentally ill. I mean, they have a mental disorder. So I've got that with some videos as well. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Everybody now covering Hillary Clinton. When is Hillary Clinton going to be called to testify? When is Hillary Clinton going to be indicted, by the way? Hillary Clinton, Wall Street Journal headline. Hillary Clinton did it. And it's all about how she orchestrated the entire Russian collusion hoax, how multiple people have now sold her out. When is she going to be on the stand? When is she going to be in an orange jumpsuit? And it's just so funny to see that admission now that it's completely irrelevant. And so we've got all that and more coming up. And you see, the other good news here, and look, it's a frustration factor for you and the audience because you care about this country and you care about the future. And it's a frustration factor for us because we have those same concerns. Plus, I mean, look, I have a bit of an ego. I don't want credit for breaking stories. InfoWars isn't up here hopping up and down like crying, like, oh my gosh, where's our credit? But see, here's what I'm talking about. We told you Hillary Clinton ran the whole Russiagate scandal day one. Okay, everyone else is starting to catch up now 5-6 years later. And it wasn't just InfoWars. There were others out there reporting it as well. Dan Bongino wrote a book on it in 2017. Breitbart was covering it. But you wouldn't see it on mainstream conservative outlets. But now, oh, Hillary Clinton did it. They were all agreeing, oh, Trump, Russia. Now they're realizing, oh, it was all Hillary Clinton. And so the same thing goes for the election fraud issue. Who was it the 2 weeks after the 2020 election was stolen? Who was it that went on the road to 10 different U.S. capitals explaining how it was stolen? Oh, that was InfoWars, wasn't it? It was InfoWars. Nobody wanted to touch it then. Now everybody wants to touch it.
You need to be here with me.
So, but here's what I'm saying. It's not about credit. It's about realizing that we are the front lines. And that's why it's so important to keep InfoWars on the air. So changed. So now we go from 10 years away from people catching up to 5 years away from people catching up to 2 years away from people catching up to Infowars. So it's shrinking, folks. But our role has not been completed yet. So keep us on the air and shop at InfowarsStore.com. So the last time Josh LaCatch was in studio with us, he had just received some nice, loving censorship from the big tech agencies. But you were telling me before you came on how the rebuild has been good for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're still independent as you were. But so talk about going through the censorship, coming out on the other side, where you're at now, where people can find you.
Yeah, the part of the censorship is they hope that they're going to be able to demoralize you and you know, kind of like make you quit, you know, feel like you should quit. And
it's a psy warfare. There's a bit of a psy warfare.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of emboldened me after. And, you know, coming on your show and Harrison's show after, that helped immensely. And I'm back to where I was before the ban. I'm stronger than ever. And I'm not going to go anywhere. So, yeah.
And there it is. Wrong opinion. And I guess Gumroad is the best place to go now.
Yeah. So I guess I had to go to the second best platform because Patreon banned me. So I'm on Gumroad, RongoP.
Well, then therefore that's the best platform now.
Well, now it is. Yeah. RongoP.gumroad.com. And I need you guys to help me to get to 1,000 subscribers.
So this is Patreon. Okay. Because I'm just trying to go back. I mean, what was the reason they gave you again?
Well, it was an hour after appearing on Harrison's show. Literally an hour. After.
That's right. That's right. And, so it was nothing official. It was like, oh, you can't even go on InfoWars.
No, no. Yeah, yeah. And the reason was hate speech. They didn't like point to anything specific. They just said hate speech. And then I emailed them and I said, I'm trans and all that. And please let me back on. And
still nothing?
No, nothing.
Did you call the ACLU?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that if they just like...
Gloria Allred might be interested in your case.
I know, but I was bluffing and they called my bluff, basically.
Well, yeah. It's funny though, because if you were a liberal, they probably would accept you for whatever it is you wanted to claim to be. A woman, you know, a cup of soup. You could have been anything in
anything.
Today's world.
It's, yeah.
You know, everything's a construct. But no, I find it interesting because Patreon really hasn't been the worst for censorship.
I never got a warning, ever.
That's what's so odd
2 years.
About it.
I was on there for 2 years. I never got a warning.
I mean, one of the most aggressive accounts on there, now granted, I know this person is working with feds and lawyers before they put videos up, but oh my gosh, it's the guy that covers all the deep state pedophilia.
Bausch?
No. It's on the tip of my tongue right now. Buddha. Buddha.
Mouthy Buddha.
Mouthy
yeah.
Buddha. Yeah,
yeah
Mouthy
yeah.
Buddha. I mean, puts up the most groundbreaking, hardcore, like, it's almost like a mini documentary film series. He's still on Patreon.
I actually subscribed to his Patreon, like, a year
yeah,
ago.
I
subscribed to it, and then I DM'd him, hey, you want to come on my show? He never responded to me.
So, he doesn't do anything public. He's keeping everything really tight right now. Like I said, I just know he's working with feds and to make sure everything he does is above board. But I just can't believe it. So you must be really bad. I mean, what kind of things? Like, I mean, whoa! What kind of things
well,
is Josh saying?
Basically, the Libs of TikTok thing you were talking about and what we're going to talk about next. I mean, that kind of stuff, just cultural stuff, you know. And
did they send goons after you? Like, did you get a Taylor Lorenz visit?
No.
Could
no,
you
no,
imagine?
No. Well, the thing is, I don't live in the States anymore. So if, you know.
She'll find you. She's like the Batman. She has no jurisdiction.
I know. No, they haven't. The thing is, I think I'm still slightly under the radar still. So I don't think I'm there yet, you know, where they're going to send people after me. But I'm ready. You know, in the last minute of Harrison's show, I did challenge Alex Jones to a wrestling match. And I got to do. I know I'm going to lose, but. But it's going to make me stronger in the end. Because when the goons do come after me, like, I will be ready after wrestling Alex Jones.
And plus, that would put you up a notch, too, because they'd see you in the ring with Alex, and then they'd just say, oh, he must be bad.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. Alex, when are we wrestling?
I can see Scary Poppins, though, flying in with her umbrella. And she doesn't have, most people will have, like, a fan hitting them with maybe some cold water. She carries around a space heater that yeah. she has that she heats herself with because she apparently lives in 90 degrees in her apartment. Have you heard this?
No, I have. Why would anyone? Who lives like that? Lizards?
Maybe lizards. I pay homage to my lizard gods all the time. That's why I have the background. Yeah. I like the hot weather. I pay homage to my lizard gods. But even I keep it at a cool, like, 69 max.
Yeah, no, it has to be.
She's in there at 90.
That's bizarre. I used to have tortoises, you know, and, you had to have heating lamps. Even though I lived in Miami at the time, I still had to have the heating lamps. So that's kind of crazy.
She might have a heating lamp over her bed that she has just to stay warm at night. But these are the people that, attack free speech. They call them, it's like the scary Poppins. Who, by the way, Nina Jankowicz is still getting paid. She's still receiving federal dollars, even though they've apparently shut down the disinformation. So that must be nice.
I think it's a fake win we got, though.
They
give us these fake wins. We feel good about ourselves on Twitter, but in reality, they're rounding us up.
Yeah, and there was such backlash. They'll probably just try to rebrand it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but they do that all the time.
There it is, by the way. See?
That is bizarre.
She also claims that she has to drink 2 gallons of water every day for a medical issue.
Well, it's because of the heat. It's at 90 degrees.
Yeah, you live in a damn furnace.
I don't think she put two and two together. It's
why am I so thirsty all the time?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
You live in a sauna.
Yeah. These people are insane.
Well, I've got more insanity for you because in the next segment, well, let's tease it a little bit here. But in the next segment, I mean, here's what's so weird about this to me, Josh. It's almost like, I don't know what they're thinking. When they brag about what they want to do to kids, and they brag about it, they say, I'm sexual. We're grooming the kids. I'm teaching my kids how to be gay. We're pledging the allegiance to the gay flag. By the way, don't tell the parents what's going on. We've got videos on all of this. It's like, how do they expect people to react? Do they expect us to say, yeah, go groom those kids. Yeah, show them porn. Like, what do they expect?
I think conservatives have been for far too long quiet, and they think that part of being a conservative is you have to be quiet or else we're going to label you a bigot. But those words cannot work anymore on us. We have to be loud. We have to be obnoxious, and we can't let them keep getting away with this kind of behavior. They are dismantling the family. That's what they're doing.
Well, the statistics just show that.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying this earlier even Bill Maher coming around to, you know, this whole thing.
Yeah.
But he has to own up to the fact that he's still on that side. His ideology is the road that leads to that insanity, no matter what. That's where it will always lead to.
Yeah. No, it's the slippery slope argument that people make. And, I mean, I've got a clip of Biden from, I think it was like, maybe the 90s or something, where he's talking about, he's like, hey, I voted against gay marriage. We're not doing gay marriage in this country. That's not an issue for anybody. We don't need gay marriage. He says, I don't understand why they're playing these games. And we can play that clip too, because it's like, no. The reason why they're playing those games is so they can get to where we're at today, which is access to the kids, showing them porn, teaching them about sex when they're 4 years old. So, yeah, it's just gay marriage. Okay, no, it was always more than that, the people behind it. And so now we're seeing it. So we'll show some of those videos. Josh LaCash in studio with us as well. And just more crazy for you. The liberals never stop giving me enough crazy. Josh made a point in the last segment about how conservatives have felt that it's been their role to shut up, to take the back seat, be quiet. And that's slowly changing. And I think a lot of what's going on in the classroom with the LGBTQ educators and the groomers has been one issue that's made them rise their voice. The elections being stolen made them raise their voice. So we're starting to see this. But I was asking, you know, what's going on with the classrooms and why are they pushing it so hard? And there was a point you wanted to make before we go to the break about why there's this push by the LGBTQ community to go after the youth.
Yeah, so one side is procreating and the other side is not. So they have to recruit foot soldiers one way or another. And I think that's kind of where it's at. And it's easy when they are young, when the child is young and they're confused and
impressionable.
They're going through changes. And also, I mean, think about it like this. They spend more time in school than they do at home, especially if they have extracurricular activities and all of that. So,
and who knows, maybe even more time with the teacher than the parents.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And especially if both parents work, right, which nowadays you kind of have to, or else it's impossible to survive. So really, the parents, how much influence do they really have over their kids anymore?
And there's always a rebellious nature in kids as well. It's not, you know, a 24/7 thing, but, you know, you'll get rebellious against your parents, or sometimes you may think you hate your parents and all this stuff. And, I mean, I wouldn't put it past a leftist to try to take advantage of that, too. I mean, we've seen their makeup. We've seen their psychology. Yeah.
Yeah, the best that we can hope for is that the leftist ideology is going to not seem so cool anymore to the younger generation, and they're going to want to rebel against that. But there's, you know, that's kind of what I'm hoping for, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
That happens later, though. I feel that happens later.
And the dangerous thing about that is if they can convince them that they are trans or something, it would do irreparable damage.
Yeah, the puberty blockers, the surgeries.
Right. It's absolutely nuts. I was talking to my uncle about this because he sent me that Bill Maher monologue. And he's like, and he's a boomer. It's bad, but I wouldn't be concerned until they make it mandatory. I'm like, it is. Look at the numbers. Of course it's mandatory. Just because something's not the law doesn't mean it's not mandatory.
Well, and what it is that whether it's mandatory or not, the kids are being force-fed this in the schools now, in the television now.
Yep. Everywhere. Media, entertainment.
Right, yeah. Even we're about to go into Gay Pride Month.
Sorry?
It's about to be Gay Pride Month.
Oh, my God. Look, it's
Gay Pride.
Look. Listen, guys.
Get your rainbow gear ready. It's Gay Month.
It's gay year all the time, okay?
Like, it's the gay decade.
Just drop the month. It's already year. It's decade, you know. Come on.
You know what I was thinking about, though?
Cause decade of the queer.
I was just going back. I like to listen to 90s music, 90s television, because it's like a throwback in time to when not everything was propaganda. And, like, wholesomeness.
It was, like, the last decade.
Yeah, and, like, wholesomeness was something that you tried to inject into entertainment. It was, like, what's wholesome, not what's gay or what's diverse. Yeah. It was, like, what's wholesome, what's family, what's good, what's loving. And so I see all this all the time. But in the 90s, there was like, a kind of, it wasn't rainbow, but there was, like, a gay punk movement. There was kind of, I wouldn't even call it trans, but there were, like, punk women that would dress like men. Or, you know, they were like femboys and all this stuff, but they didn't want the recognition. Like, they hated the establishment. They didn't want the recognition from the establishment. Like, it was like, no, we're punks. Like, we're the outsiders. We don't want to be establishment. Now it's like the rainbow gays want to conquer everything. Like, no, we are conquering. We are the establishment now.
Yeah, it started with the Born This Way kind of slogan that they started testing out there, you know?
Lady Gaga, what did she call her little fans? She's had his nickname for her little fans. I forget. Monsters. Her little monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, someone probably directed her to make that song, because the slogan was kind of like being injected into culture a little bit before that. And then, you know, people believe these slogans as truths.
That's true. It was kind of becoming a pop culture thing of accept yourself for whoever you are. And then she kind of came on with that song. No doubt she's a talented musician, but probably, you know, had to sell out to make it where she's at. That's just how you get where you're at.
Yeah, look at her over there. She's demonic.
These days. Well, she did hang out with Marina Abramovich, and so, you know, she sings songs about Satan.
You know, the you were going to talk about the teachers, that they're all...
Yeah, we got some videos here.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see some of these?
Let's watch this.
Here, let's go to a trans preschool teacher who said he gets his identity validation from his three-year-old students. Guys, let's roll clip 18.
So today was full of little happy gender euphoria moments. I got called Mr. Micah a lot today. Well, completely femme. And that was really heartwarming, but the kids just got it. But my favorite reaction, and it sums me up so well, I feel like, is I was in a new classroom and I took off my mask to blow my nose, and I just hear a kid loudly whisper, "Oh, she's a boy." And I was like, yeah, you got it, kid. You totally got it.
Your response?
What is that? Is that a, like, in real life, not in that person's imaginary, is that a man or is that a woman? I don't know what's happening.
Well, look.
I don't know what's happening.
There was a time in this country, not so long ago, I would even say, not too long ago at all, probably even just 10 years ago, where if a man showed up in a dress at an interview to get a job at a school, I think they'd probably get the old, sorry, but not gonna work.
What is Child Protective Services doing now? Do they just twiddle their thumbs in the office every day, collect a government salary? What, do they go out and do things? What do they do?
I'd be afraid that if you looked behind the curtain of CPS now, they probably all look like that teacher.
Yeah, that would not surprise me. So they would probably lock you up if you raised a masculine boy, if you took him hunting.
Well, they're literally trying to do that to the younger boy here in Texas.
Yeah. But these people are complete narcissists. It's about me. I mean, rewatch the video and this. I don't know if this is a man or a woman, but
it's a man that dresses like a woman.
Okay, so this dude is just fixated on himself. It's all about himself.
And it's all about getting a reaction from the students too.
But the bizarre thing is, imagine needing validation from three-year-olds. Who
it's
needs
validation disorder.
From three-year-olds?
It's a mental disorder.
Think it's kind of like it's a mixture of that, and it's a meme. You know, everyone's memeing each other into acting this way. You don't need to be special. You don't need to have any certain skills or anything like that. And all
so
you need
fan,
to do,
bro.
Yeah, all you need to do is do that, and then you're gonna get the recognition.
I'm just so fan. Here's another one, guys. Let's go to clip 19. Again, it's all about them and them getting their sexual confirmation from children. Another one admitting it in clip 19.
All right, guys. So I have been put in the position to dead name and misgender students for the last few months or whatever since I started working at my current school corporation. And today was the day that I resigned. I was called in and they said they had a meeting with the superintendent or assistant superintendent and the school lawyer. And that
they didn't like you grooming
while
kids.
They are here, while the students are with us, we are acting in loco parento, which apparently means that we are acting in place of the parents. And so therefore we have to abide by parent wishes when it comes to preferred name and pronouns, which just like isn't true. So because of this, I have resigned. I am queer, I am lesbian, I am non-binary. I use she, they pronouns, and I will not be put in a position to feel like I'm going against my own community, and I will not feed into misgendering or dead naming. It's not something
so
that
she wants to tell the kids they're gay. She wants to tell the boys they're girls, the girls they're boys, and if the parents don't like that, she says, okay, I'll quit. So Josh, my question for everybody, well then what were you doing in the classroom to begin with?
What state is this? Is this Florida? Because, you know, it's good that they're getting, they're getting fired.
I'm not sure what state that was in.
We got to find out.
But see, it's, I can't teach the kids how to be gay? Well, then I don't want to teach. Ah, I see. I see what you were doing.
Back in stock, down.
What do you mean I can't teach the kids how to be gay? What do you mean I can't sexually groom the kids? Yeah, we just need you to adhere to the policies at the school and what the parents' desires are. You're an educator, so just stick to the curriculum, please. You know what? If I can't teach the kids how to be gay, I quit. And that was in the video we showed last segment. Josh LaCash is with us. Wrong opinion. Find him on Gum Road. They censor him everywhere, but he's still around. He's not backing down.
Never. Never in a million years.
And so, you know, you made a joke because you saw this story on my desk here. We can cover it. This crazy lady got naked and ran around the Cannes Film Festival with, she did the old blood on the, on the private parts with the underwear deal and then the breastises on full display running around. There she is, jumping up and down. By the way, if you play the audio, guys, you can hear her wailing. Have you heard that?
No, but everyone
guys,
there.
Speed the audio demon, for me here possessed. At the Let's beginning. You hear her wailing. It's like a Satan's demon. Yes, right. oh, here's some nice music.
Everyone there is on her side. She didn't even need to go do that. The media, everyone there. She's preaching to the choir.
But make the observation you made about the difference between men and women here.
Yeah, so that's the female equivalent of a mass shooting. That's the craziest thing they can think of is, I'm going to show my boobies.
I'm going to run around naked.
Yeah, yeah. And a man, when a man snaps, I mean, it's a dark place. When a female snaps, it's boobies.
So innocent.
Yeah, it's
and
cute.
And there she goes.
It's cute. It's cute. And you know what? She stopped the war. She did it.
She did it.
Did you
she
know that?
She stopped the war. No one's getting
Have you guys heard
anymore.
This?
No one's getting raped in Ukraine anymore.
Yeah, she
thanks to her.
She completely stopped the war. That's how you do it.
And so I hope she enjoyed her stay in the facilities overnight. And
yeah.
It's just a shame. You know, you see these poor women out there behaving like this.
Why even get involved? You don't need to. You don't need to get yourself worked up over this.
Well, she falls for the propaganda. I mean, that's what it comes down to. She falls for the propaganda. And so now she's just revealed herself to the world. But that's what they do.
Yeah.
Here, let's go to another clip, though, because I was telling you, it's like what happens in Vegas, but now what happens in the classroom with these LGBTQ plus groomers, or, I mean educators. And so here is a member of the staff admitting that's what goes on here in Texas in clip 17.
As a district counselor, I want to speak to the agenda item that's addressing the duties and responsibilities of employees. In January, an article went public regarding a teacher training that instructed teachers and staff to not out students to their parents. Round Rock ISD responded to parent concerns by saying, and I quote, "Our district's practice is to include parents in their child's education. This slide is not a district-prepared training," end quotes. Well, it was not a district-prepared training, and we do strive to include parents in their child's education. We actually were advised to not tell parents about their child's preferred names and pronouns. If the child asked us not to, we were told we can encourage the student to tell their parent, but we were advised to only tell a parent if and when that parent specifically asked us so that we weren't lying. We were also informed that if we believe a parent or guardian's unwillingness to use their child's preferred name and pronouns is causing harm to the child, as mandated reporters, we can contact CPS. As a parent, I would want to know that. So just today, I had a teacher unintentionally out a student to the parent by email. We're all doing our best to honor everyone, but the lack of clear guidance has made this a difficult situation for all. Back, you know, when all of this was going down, I reached out to the legal team many times by email and through phone calls, leaving messages, and not once did I receive even a response that they had received anything. I was told they wouldn't respond to me.
You know, my question is, where's the SWAT team?
Again, the government itself is not on our side. We have to stop feeding the beast. We have to stop putting our kids into these institutions. And then you're like, oh, well, private school is really expensive. No school is better than school. How about that? Just no school at all.
It was better than grooming.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Imagine, though, they say, oh, as if that's what it's about. Oh, if a kid comes out as gay to me in the classroom, I won't tell the parents, whatever. No. They're in there showing the kids books on sodomy and oral sex and all this other weird stuff. They're having presentations at sex toy shops. Literally, folks, I'm not even kidding you. I mean, I don't even want to get into the graphics of it. We covered it last week. And then they say, oh, we just want the kids to feel safe in the classroom. No, you want to feel safe in the classroom. It has nothing to do with the kids. The educators / groomers, they're the ones that want to feel safe. That's who this is all about. It's all about the groomer safety, not the kids.
Remember when sex ed used to be about deterring kids from premarital sex and sex early on, and they would show them gross images of venereal diseases and all that?
Oh, I remember that. No, why you got to bring that
up?
Wait.
I'm just saying, it's the complete opposite right now. It's how to perform oral, how to do anal, how to do all these things.
How to have gay sex.
Yes, that's what they're
leading to monkeypox, apparently, now.
Well, you know, monkeypox is pretty effective because the propaganda, the you know, again, that's like...
It's kind of racist, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's how we can defeat it, but just by calling it racist.
That's a good point. If we call monkeypox racist, it'll go away.
Yeah, let's just call our enemies racist. It seems to work on us. So
but imagine, you're right. I remember that now. where they would show you graphic images of STDs and stuff to discourage you from having sex and other such stuff. That was probably in high school. I would say probably freshman year in high school. But now it's like, oh, you're 4 years old. Here's how you sodomize your roommate.
I feel like venereal diseases aren't spoken about anymore because the drug companies have all these drugs that they can sell us. If you get this sort of thing, we have this pill for you. So it's, you know, it's always the drug companies. I guarantee you they probably influenced the sex ed classes.
They seem to have influence over everything. And whenever you get government money involved, it's always, there's always a back door. There's always strings attached.
Yeah, yeah. But back to the monkeypox thing for a second. Because I think this one might stick. You know, they had all these different variants of COVID, and then it kind of lost its luster. And then now we have a whole new thing, which has been around for forever. And the monkeypox pictures are pretty scary.
They're all old pictures, though.
Of course they're old pictures. It's been around for this for forever, you know? But
treatable, too, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, but a good thing is that I think that there's going to be a vaccine available for everyone.
Sure.
Anyone listening, there's going to be a vaccine available, and you're going to have to take it. It's mandatory, so you have to go do it.
And it's going to be given to you by a monkey just to avoid any claims of racism. No, no, no. They actually, I've got it somewhere in here. Here it is. U.S. government places $119 million order for 13 million freeze-dried monkeypox vaccines.
Where's the money for the border wall? Is it? Do you see it in
there? Oh, yeah. Actually, that would be right. Not there.
Any of these papers. There's a lot of papers here. Anything for the border wall?
I did have something over here, actually.
No, oh, for Ukraine.
No, well, yes. Yes. Wait, oh, wait. Here's something.
There we go.
$3.5 billion for a carbon dioxide remover machine from the, okay.
Does that magical machine help with the immigrants coming?
Not a wall.
Illegal immigrants? It doesn't help
with
that?
No. That one's not going to be a wall there.
Weird.
But, you know, I swear there's another one in here somewhere.
Seems to be a lot of money going around. Anything for the wall or no?
I could have sworn I saw something in here. Wait a second. Here we go. 500,000 migrants cross border in 10 weeks. Dang it. Nope. No wall. No, I got nothing for you. Sorry.
All right. Well,
here's what I got. How about this one? I've got a book here for elementary school students that the parents don't want you to know about called My Body is Growing, a guide for children ages 4 to 8. And in said book, it teaches you how to have sex. Isn't that nice?
Four.
Before you're 8 years old, you couldn't even have sex if you wanted to. And so here's the parents complaining. Last week, my two little grade school nieces were reading the Salt Lake School District school book to their grandmother. Yikes. It encourages them to explore their sexuality. Plug your ears, kids. Put things up their rectums and embrace sex with children. They were encouraged not to tell the parents. Pictures and text from the book reposted in the comments below. Please share. And then it's all over there. We were explaining this last week. It talks about lube and sex. 4 to 8, Josh.
There are
Where
no
is the
groomers.
SWAT? Where's the SWAT team?
Well, there are no groomers. The media keeps telling me there are. No one's grooming anyone.
They're educators. So,
yeah, exactly. So nothing to worry about, you guys. Everything's fine. Everything is completely fine.
I mean, imagine, again, it's like, okay, we've got the new potential hire for teacher for kindergarten. You say, oh, okay, I'd like to meet her. And it's a big dude with a hairy chest coming out of a tutu with a beard and witch makeup on. And you're like, haha, that's funny. And they're like, oh, this is the teacher. Like, oh, God. Oh, jeez.
It's not looking good out there, guys.
But, I mean, here, let's get your take on Bill Maher. We'll play a little bit of that clip. We got one more segment left with Josh here. Don't go anywhere. We got one more segment here with Josh LaCash, and you can find him on Gum Road and Censored.tv, host of Wrong Opinion. And so let's just play briefly here some of this Bill Maher clip and get your response to it. I think it's good that Bill Maher is calling out the radical, perverted left. Josh may have a different opinion, but here's the clip that has gone massively viral, Bill Maher calling out the groomers.
And finally, new rule, if something about the human race is changing at a previously unprecedented rate, we have to at least discuss it. Broken down over time, the LGBT population of America seems to be roughly doubling every generation. According to a recent Gallup poll, Less than 1% of Americans born before 1946, that's Joe Biden's generation, identify that way. 2.6% of boomers do, 4.2% of Gen X, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Gen Z. Which means if we follow this trajectory, we will all be gay in 2054.
We'll be dead, though.
Yeah. Yeah. They're laughing, but it's true. Yeah.
Groomers. Yeah. And by the way, pause it real quick.
And then
I'm a millennial, and I would actually probably agree that about 10% are gay. I would probably agree with that.
You know, I don't know if you've read the book Madness of Crowds, Douglas Murray's book. He's gay. He says that this is nurture, not nature.
Yeah.
So it's these kids are a product of their environment, and that's why, because of the groomers, the numbers are rising.
Well, I think that that's what's so powerful about that graph, because it shows that there's clearly an agenda. There's clearly grooming happening.
That's not a natural phenomenon. Yeah,
exactly. That's an anomaly. Here, let's continue.
Who's going to buy this chair?
That was his best joke. We pushed it for him.
I'm just saying, if you just change this much, this fast, people are allowed
I'll buy the chair.
What's up with that? All the babies are in the wrong bodies? Was there a mix-up at the plant, like with Captain Crunch's Oops All Berries?
Oops, all gay.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago when adults asked a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? They meant, what profession?
Donna Brazile, the Democrat hack, shaking her head.
In the wake of America about to lose abortion rights, the ACLU recently tweeted a list of those.
That's my problem. Bill Maher still just touts a lot of the fake talking points.
Yeah.
Even though he's come around on things.
Might top that list? No, wasn't even on the list. Second on the list was LGBT. Really? Abortion rights affects gay and trans people more than, you know, breeders?
All right, so that's enough. We may come back to it later. I mean, look, I'm just glad that, because Bill Maher is a liberal, there's no secret there. I'm just glad that there's a sector of the liberal, you know, American movement that isn't totally gone insane.
Yeah, but he needs to have a little bit of self-awareness. Like, his ideology always will lead down to this path that we're seeing right now. Always.
I don't think you'll ever convince them of that. And even if that's the case, I think that they would view it as a weak argument.
Look, the fact that his whole audience is laughing and...
Well, they're just... I mean, those are lights telling him to laugh.
No, I know, but it's just bizarre because they kind of see that it's okay to laugh about this. You know, if his tone was different and his messaging was different in that monologue, they would do exactly what they were told to do. And that's kind of the problem with midwits. It's like they are the most dangerous people in the world.
The phenomenon of the midwits is incredible.
It's scary.
I see it more and more.
Yeah. So look, I tweeted this earlier. I said that he's yelling fire once the house is already burnt down. Mm. That's what Bill Maher's doing. Like, you can't... We've been talking about this for years. You can't all of a sudden...
And so I guess I'm sad because it's like, here's a guy who's at least saying the house is on fire.
Yeah.
Where the other leftists are like, the house isn't on fire at all. It's a beautiful rainbow.
Yeah.
And it's like literally just carcasses crawling out, scorched to ember. You're like, look at that. It's like, it's liberalism. It's loving. All right, Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Glad you came through town with your beautiful family.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next great guest joins me now, and that is Allison Royal, who does a great job on her Rumble channel, New School News. And Allison, I actually discovered your channel because I saw a report that you did about Bill Gates and the biomilk, and I went and I found your channel on Rumble. Really enjoyed your content, and so you're well versed on a lot of things, but you're very well studied on the Bill Gates, the biomilk, and how that just ties into everything else. And so I wanted to get you on today to discuss that. So Allison Royal from New School News joins me. Allison, what do people need to know about Bill Gates and his involvement with fake milk and fake meats and where he wants to take the world?
Great question, and everybody should be looking at this. I think the big thing you have to think about is he's heavily involved with Big Pharma. we have a so-called pandemic, right? He buys up farmland and now there's all this talk of food shortages. And then he's involved with this artificial lab milk, baby milk startup, right? And we have a formula shortage. So what people should know is that he has this startup that started in 2020. It's based over in North Carolina. It's called BioMilk. That's B-I-O-M-I-L-Q. And what it is it's lab-made breast milk, and it's supposed to be this so-called climate-friendly alternative to baby formula, even though last I checked, breast milk was not an environmental danger to anybody. And so he's definitely spinning some propaganda to get people to buy his product when it hits the market in a couple of years. So part of that is I looked and he has paid, or he's collected about $3.5 million from investors. And these are people like Mark Zuckerberg, you know, names we've all heard before, right? To raise money to create this BioMilk product, right? And then just the next day or so, or the next month or so, he would be making these payments through the Gates Foundation to The Guardian. And then The Guardian would publish these different pieces being critical of breastfeeding. So I don't believe in coincidences. I don't know if you do, but something seems incredibly fishy to me. And Bill Gates is definitely profiting off people not breastfeeding their babies.
Well, this is the big part here that I want you to kind of just, I mean, just even repeat yourself or go deeper into it, because people need to understand. Perfect. It's like, whether it's Bill Gates or other examples, what happens is you basically pay for a media story, or you pay to plant a story in the media to drive something in your favor. So in this case, it's, let's say, Bill Gates wants to make fake milk. And so he pays a news company to start demonizing breast milk, or who knows how many news companies got paid off, really, because there were dozens of articles you could find. So it's all about, you think you're reading a story like, oh, I'm reading about how breast milk is bad. No, you're reading propaganda.
I completely agree with you. And I mean, I used to be a corporate news reporter. I worked for a CBS News affiliate as an on-air reporter. And I will tell you that pharmaceutical companies and people like Bill Gates are heavily involved in that end product that you see on air. So in theory, anybody who wants to influence public opinion should only buy advertisements. They shouldn't buy news stories, right? But unfortunately, that is the case. We do know that people have money, people like Bill Gates, and they can influence news coverage. And that's unfortunate, because a lot of people don't have the media literacy to know that people are influencing that so-called piece of journalism that's right in front of them. Now, again, this is just coincidences. I break down the timeline in my Rumble story so people can go ahead and take a look and see some of the money trail and the coincidences that happened there. But it is incredibly suspicious, and it's a disservice to journalism, because you learn that rich people have a different set of rules.
Well, the report you did was so powerful. It's got to be your biggest report on your Rumble channel, I would imagine. I mean,
yeah, for now.
Do you think you would have been able to run that report on, say, the CBS affiliate you worked for?
Absolutely not. No way. I pitched stories that were critical all the time and questioned vaccines or really COVID restrictions, really anything in our lives that didn't really quite add up, because that's what journalists are supposed to do, right? We're supposed to question things, hold people accountable, and try to be transparent about things so people can be cognizant of the world around them. And I would pitch story ideas not nearly that far-fetched all the time in story pitch meetings. It would be quiet for a couple seconds, and then I would just get assigned a piece that was probably funded by Big Pharma, or a fluff piece, or some other story. It doesn't necessarily have to be controversial, but no, you're not going to see that stuff on corporate news. Every corporate news station in the United States is owned by BlackRock and Vanguard, which owns Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, all that good stuff. So, of course, you just have to follow the money. That's the easiest way to hold people accountable, is to follow the money.
Now, is that what led you to leave the corporate news, or how did that story go?
So the way that happened was, obviously, I brought up ethical concerns for a long time and just the journalistic standards that I was taught and wanted to hold myself to. And I felt like there was a lot of concerns, just, you know, in general, we could go on for days about that. And then my company instituted a vaccine mandate in November of last year. I was the only unvaccinated on-air person And I told HR that I wasn't comfortable getting it, and I felt like it should be my decision, not my employer's decision. They ultimately said that all reporters had to get it, no exemptions, because we have to set a good example. We're out in the public. We could supposedly get people sick, which I don't buy for 5 seconds. And I said, okay, well, then I'm not a good fit for corporate news anymore because I'm not comfortable doing that. And I believe news is about telling people about things, not telling people what to do. But I mean, you probably see it every day. There are subtle different things that we tell people to do all the time. I mean, my scripts would get changed from if you get vaccinated to when you get vaccinated. I honestly don't even think that was intentional. I think someone subliminally did that without even thinking about that because we're so programmed to think that way.
So you are another example. We've had others on, I think Kim St. Orange and St. Louis and others who were in the news. They were told you have to get the vaccine or you can't work here anymore. They left. And so you've gone independent now. New School News is the name of your channel. What led you to the name New School News?
So it was, I had a couple different names on the drawing board that I was running around with loved ones. And eventually I was just like, I kept saying, you know, like the old school way of doing things and the old school way of just being bought out by Big Pharma doesn't work for me anymore. And so New School News was kind of the running title. I'm not married to it, but I think that's kind of the approach, is the old school way just isn't working anymore. And there's this growing body of people who have questions that aren't being answered. And just asking these questions, people are laughing at them. And so fortunately there are these alternative outlets of people who genuinely are interested in the pursuit of truth, like you have, like I have, and people can seek these out now. They don't just have to settle for, you know, bought news stories from The Guardian.
Oh, it's a relief. The more I see individuals like yourself going independent and breaking news stories, it's such a relief. And I see it more often now probably than ever before, I would even say, you know, with the internet being available, even though they are trying to censor the internet as we speak as well. I think New School News is actually a good title, NSN, because let's expand on that point. It's not just at a local level. I mean, even with the mainstream news, I mean, there hasn't been a smaller number of people that trust mainstream corporate news in America than there is today.
You're completely right. And when you think about it too, a lot of this stuff has been going on way longer than you or I. I mean, I definitely saw the world with rose-colored glasses and was really happy-go-lucky about being a journalist. And this was my dream job at one point. But I think you realize that so much corruption has been going on for 60 plus years, longer than you or I. I know we're both millennials. And so I think it was the pandemic, if you want to call it that, but I think it was COVID that made me rethink everything and question everything and think, huh, this doesn't add up. Like maybe the reality that I've accepted, there's more to it. And so that's what I feel like really encouraged me to trust my gut. And I think there are a lot of people out there that want to trust their gut and think, huh, something doesn't quite add up here, but they're afraid of being laughed at. And it's okay to have fair questions and it's okay to look into things. If something doesn't make sense, there's probably a reason for that.
Well, and that's it. See, you just said it. For so long, people have been either scared, intimidated, embarrassed, whatever you want to call, to come out and speak about things they think or they believe. But now that they're starting to see, hey, wait, I'm not the only one that thinks like this, or wait, my instinct on this has now been totally proven correct. They're more vocal. They're more willing to speak out. Plus, now you can actually find reporters, news outlets, journalists who will report the stuff that they already knew was going on. So some of that is starting to wane. We're starting to see that in American politics as well. So let's expand on this point with Alice and Rachel when we get back from this break. We're talking with Allison Royal from New School News here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We were discussing in the last break how trust for media in America is at an all-time low, specifically mainstream corporate media. But you know, the odd phenomenon that still happens, Allison, let's take the example of COVID that we left off with. A lot more people realized all the lies that are being told to them in the whole COVID news cycle. But it seems like whether it's Trump, Russiagate, COVID news, or now in Ukraine, it seems like they never stop. They just keep faking news. They keep lying to us. It doesn't matter how many people realize it. It doesn't matter what low levels of trust they have. They just keep faking it, keep lying to us. And more people just keep awakening to it, but there's no relent. Why do you suppose that is? I mean, do they just not care that nobody trusts them anymore? Or is it just their job to lie to us?
Well, I would say a lot of people say, oh, corporate news brainwashes you. I actually disagree with that. I think people who are already brainwashed seek that stuff out, right? So I'm not trying to pull people away from whatever news program they watch. You can't do that. Like, you can only lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink that. I'm here for people who, you know, one day realize that, you know, something isn't quite right and they want to seek something else out. They can come find me, but we can't pull these people away that are already brainwashed and are thus seeking this out. But it is interesting you bring that up, because it is interesting that they kind of keep getting away with this, right? So, I mean, we saw when you and I were probably kids, we saw things that have now been disproven about the Iraq war. And now there's another war that is starting, and people are still trusting these same people to give them information about conflicts. It's like, do we really deserve them to give them another...